We are on. Okay. Let us go. Chesam Abeis. We are up to the two dots, but I mentioned that I would start off with a Rabbein Abachai. The Gemara at the end yesterday mentioned that if a person goes into his Goren, he says, especially Yiratzon, asking for bracha. Once he starts measuring, then he makes a bracha about getting a bracha. And the Sfasem, as we spoke about at the end of yesterday's shir, how can you make a bracha on a Dover Shel Safek if you don't know? So he says either it's, you already know, you already see that it's been misbarich, or you do it in the midst of Chumas Maestros where there's a promise. And finally, once it is measured though, so then there is no more tefillah that is appropriate, Harezu, tefillah Shav, because bracha is only chal on a Dover Shesamim in Ha'ayin. So the Rabbein Abachai, the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, the beginning of every Parsha, Rabbein Abachai quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, and for two pages discusses it, develops a theme, and then relates it to the first pasuk of that Parsha. That's what he always ends off, Vizeu Shekasuv, dot, dot, dot. So here he speaks about the pasuk, Yiras Hashem Tosef, Yamim Shtos Rishaim Tikserena. So says the Rabbein Abachai, Yesh Nisim before Samim, Yesh Nisim Nistarim. There are open nisim, and there are hidden nisim. The open nisim, obviously, are the ones that we have seen throughout our history. Eser Makos, Kriyas Yamsuf, Mon, Slav, taking the water from the rock, etc. Nistarim, he maisim hamikrim she'iru la'avos avram Yisrael v'Yaakov, kemolchemes, and there are others that are nistarim, that look like nature, and yet we know that they're not. Avraham fighting with the kings. Ki afa bishanira kiderach minhago shal olam, even though it appears like minhago olam, but it's still nis nistar. Or the fact that certain people live a certain amount of life, in tzaddikim living long and Rishon living short, that also, he says, is somewhat of an ace. He says, because if you think about it, da'aga and yira and worries usually shorten a person's life. So somebody having yiras Hashem their whole life, really it should take away some years if you're always worried, he says. And if you see a tzaddik with long life, so then it's just the opposite. They quote the opposite for Rishayim. But then he quotes what's related to our sugya at the end of the piece. He says, "She'ein lecha kol yachid v'yachid b'Yisrael shelo ye'eru lo b'chol yom nisim nistarim v'hu einu yodeya." There isn't a day that goes by that each person in the world, each person, each Jew, shelo yachid b'Yisrael, each Jew does not have nisim nistarim that come upon him, he just doesn't realize it. V'chein darshu chazal, ein bal ha'nes makir b'niso. There's a Gemara in Maseches Nida that a bal ha'nes never is makir. Ukedei lahoros. And now he quotes our Gemara to tell us and to make us realize the fact that we are living in surrounded by nisim nistarim. That's why Chazal made this bracha. By Alamad has grown, you should make the bracha before you count. Once you count, though, then you can't make the bracha. Why? Because a bracha is only chal on davar asamim min ha'ayim, and once it's counted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have to do a nes mefursam for you. And not everybody's ready for a nes mefursam. Nes nisim nistarim we get every day. And every second of our life, there are nisim nistarim, that the protection that we get is something that we don't even realize. But the second that it's counted, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have to do a nes nigla for us, so then already, that is something different, and that's why it's a tefillah shav once you have counted. And then he quotes, that's how he relates it to kisisa, that's why Klai Yisrael are not counted, because then there will be davar hanimne, and that's what it means. Parshas Kisisa es Rosh, count them lugolgolas, count as, don't count them lugolgolas to the skulls, count them to shkal. Okay, so that's the Rabbeinu Chai, the beginning of Parshas Kisisa. Now let's continue. Two dots. Kibbutz Gayaso Saka Parna Simen. The Shlach Kadosh says, whenever you have a mnemonic simen, in the Gemara you should just say it, and be Yotze. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Godol Yom HaGashamim Ki Yom Kibbutz Golias. As we've had in the past couple of days, another chazal about the greatness of rain. Great is the day of rain, like the day of the ingathering of the exiles. Kibbutz Golias. Shneemar, as the pasuk we say in Shir HaMalos, Shuvah Hashem Eshivisenu Ka'afikim Banegev. As the Derech Agav, the Shla, quoted in the Mishnah of Ruin, Simon Aleph and Shulchan Aruch, quotes that Zechel Migdash, Zechel Lechurban, we're supposed to say Shir HaMalos at the end of every meal on Shabbos and Yontif, and Al Naharos Bavel on weekdays. So the Minhag Olam must be makbid on the Shir HaMalos and not on the Al Naharos Bavel. But it's something that we could try to be makbid on. We could try to think of a nice tune for Al Naharos Bavel also, and do it on weekdays, because the Shulchan Aruch says it in the same sentence. Shir HaMalos and Al Naharos Bavel. For some reason, only half of it has taken hold. But it says the Gemara, the day of rain is like Kibbutz Golias, as it says, Shuv Hashem Eshivisenu, right? So Hashem shall return our those that are far away. So that's Kibbutz Golias. Ka'afikim ba'negev. Like afikim, like water, like rain, in the Negev, in the desert. Ve'en afikim alamotar, and afikim refers to rainwater, shenemar, vayera'u afikeyam. The afikeyam have appeared. So what kind of water? So you see afikim means rain, and it appears in the you have water in the desert. So what other kind of water in the desert is there? There's no river in the desert. It must be water that came, ultimately started from rainwater. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan, great is the day of rain, because even armies that are passing by will stop attacking you and go drink from the water if they pass water on the way. As it says, Pasuk we've already had, the furrows will be filled up, will be saturated with water, and the gedudim, the armies, will rest and take water from there. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan, Einak Shemim Ne'etzarin, Elabishul Poskeit Sagab Rabin Ve'inosnin. Interesting, back and forth throughout these Gemaras, you have the godless of rain and why rain stops, and the godless of rain and why rain stops, back and forth. So here's another one. Rain doesn't stop except because of people who say in shul that they're going to give tzedakah and they don't give. Poskei tzedakah barabim ve'ein nostin. Shenemar nesiim v'ruach v'geshem oyin. There'll be clouds and wind and rain. Oyin, there won't be. What is that compared to? Ish mishalo b'mata sheker. A man who praises himself with a mata sheker, with a false matana. Rashi here has two pshatim. What exactly, how do you read the pasuk? Where is the comma? The pasuk says, Nisim baruch v'geshem oyin. Is the oyin going on the previous word or the previous three words? Rashi first says it's going on the previous word. Meaning, Nisim baruch, there's winds, there's clouds, there is. But v'geshem oyin, there's no rain though. That's exactly parallel to Ishbisal Kabata Sheker. Because that's just like somebody who says they're going to do something and they don't. So it's like Hashem says, here, I'm going to give you the rain. He sends clouds and winds, and then it doesn't come. That's the exact parallel. So that's Rashi's first shot, that the oyin is only going on the rain. The other clouds of the wind are coming. But then Rashi quotes, Lashnachrina, Inami, maybe it's going on all three. There's not going to be anything. Not going to be anything. The Vilna Gaon is in his commentary on Mishlei, on this pasuk, quotes, why exactly is there a parallel between this behavior of being noder tzedakah barabim and not fulfilling one's neder versus a person giving the clouds and the wind and not giving the rain. So he quotes the Argamar, and then he says, V'ha inyan, Shemash ha'mayim nosim matar al ha'aretz u'tzedakah mamish. The fact that rain comes on the earth, that is tzedakah. Ki ha'aretz les le migarme klum v'hu aniyah. Really, we don't have any water. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us rain at all is tzedakah. Ha-nisiyim ha-anonim heim ha-mefarsimim lakol. Shetekev yavo ha-geshem. Clouds are the ones that are mefarsim. Rain's coming. It's a warning sign. It's an amazing bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. You know, it doesn't just start pouring out. First it gets dark. First it gets cloudy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, go get an umbrella. He's telling us, whenever there's a cloud, it's a simon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go get an umbrella. If it gets very dark, we're like, it's going to be a big one coming. Right? It's not in the middle of, I have a rain shower, but we don't mind rain showers. Sun showers. Sun showers, okay, if it rains when it's a little sunny, but that's not, we don't need an umbrella for that. We'll get a little wet, it's okay, it'll cool us off. But the real rains that we'd want to be covered with, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us warning. That's a tremendous bracha. So the clouds are the ones that announce that. Umevia Geshem or Ruach. So Kain Hadibur. So Dibur is like Ruach. That is the Haftacha Lite Natzadacha V'hidigmas HaRuach. And that is the exact parallel to ones who are Mefarsim in public that they are going to give the tzedakah. That's the Mishlei on this Pasuk in the Gra on this Pasuk in Mishlei in Perachav
Hei. It doesn't apply to Davos in general?
It applies, right? It seems specifically to tzedakah, to money. But it might be to the Davos anytime you want to give a donation. That is the parallel. Because that is something that a person, I didn't get to look it up, but somebody, a friend of mine told me about a tshuva, that the post could talk about, are you allowed to say in shul that somebody gave a certain amount of money, even though they didn't, in order to get other people to give money? So-and-so, you know, or the shul is, right, so obviously it's Gnevas Das. It's Gnevas Das, it's Gnevas Kesef. You only allowed, a person's only, is moda to give a certain amount. Oh, he gives. He's pushing himself, so I can push myself too. Can't make it up. The only reason they're doing it is because of Gnevas, because they want to be like the other person. I didn't get to see the tshuva inside, so I can't explain what the svaras were. But to look it up. Rabbi Yochanan, my dechsiv, aser to aser, famous. What's the part? Rabbi Yochanan has six chazals coming up, so that's why all these are here. What does it mean, aser to aser? The yontiflaining, aser bishvil shetit asher. You shall give meiser so that you become rich. Aser bishvil shetit asher. Give meiser so that you become rich. Very important tosfos here. This is what we discussed a couple of months ago. There is an inyan. I'll say an inyan because I'm not going to want to take a stand yet. There's an inyan called meiser ksafim. Meiser Ksavim, to give Meiser from one's money, many, many intricate details of what can count for Meiser, what cannot count for Meiser, but Aser to Aser, that is an inyan. What level of obligation is Meiser Ksavim? That's a three-way Machlokas Rishonim. The Samshitas, a minority opinion, holds that it is a mitzvah d'oraisa, even though it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. It talks about Meiser Dagon in the Torah. It talks about Meiser Behema in the Torah. Giving Meiser of your grain, giving Meiser of your animals. Nowhere does it talk about Meiser Ksafim in the Torah. But certain Rishonim have it based on a limud. Our Tosfos is one of those Rishonim. Top Tosfos here. Tosfos holds is a Din D'Oraisa. Quotes a Sifri, a Medrash. Asa to Asa is called Tvua Zaracha. Yitzhak Shana Shana, Ein Liela Tvua Zaracha. Shechayev B'Meiser. I only know that you're Chayev Meiser from Zera, from growths, from produce. Ribis. Prakmatia, business. V'kol sharabacha minayim. How do you know from all your profits you have to get meiser? Tamalomar, eskol, eskol. That, the havimazel lememar estivuascha. My eskol, l'rabos ribis prakmatia v'kol davar shemar v'yechbo. So that is Shitas Tosfos. That is a minority Shita. That is also the Shita of the Arzarua. And the Vilna Gaon is said to have held this as well. The Vilna Gaon says any second that you don't give meiser is you're violating. Kivil kafar b'torah hakadosha. Other mefarshim, another group of Rishonim and Achronim as well, hold this in Dinder Rabbanan. So the Asmachta, the Sifri, the Aruch HaShulchan says this in Reish Mem Tes, in Yoredeya, which is the Siman about Meiser Ksafim. The Bamashirim Eilu, the Meiser Vachomish, Enim in HaTorah, Omid Rabbanan, Hu Das Mechu Akra. Oh, there's a Remez, Vachol Asher Titin Li Aser Asrenu Lach. Again, that's a Remez. It's not based on, we don't understand that as a Chiyiv. Rov Rishonim, most Mefarshim, I should say, most Mefarshim hold that Meiser, this is the Balamar Shita and others, Meiser Ksafim is not a Din D'Oraisa, is not even a Din D'Rabbanan. It is a Minog Tov. That has how many Mefarshim explain it, and that's how we seem to Paskin. Many Paskin, that this is a Minhag Tov. This is what the Bach says in Yoredeya, in Shinlam and Aleph. Ein ze el b'meiser ani mizera ha'aretz. He misses them in the Torah. Avo masha adam ma'asir b'masher marviach b'meiser umatan kiksafim b'sharavachim. Eino bechlal ze. V'yochalite mimeno litztaka. Whatever you want to give it to. Shari eino chayev ba'lo min ha'Torah b'lo midrabanan. This is a sheet of the Maram Ruhrenberg also. It's a minhag. Again, this is very important in terms of when shilas come up. Because sometimes if it's something to the Daraisa, you got to be machrid, Rabbanan. So if it's a minhag, there are going to be halachic ramifications. And also, that is why the post can say, the Chafetz Chaim writes this, that when one decides, or one is able to give Meiser at a certain time, he should do it b'li neder. He won't always be able to do it. If he won't always be able to do it, he's not being makabala on himself to do it as a neder, as a minog tov. So certain halachas, if you keep a minog a couple of times, it turns into a neder. So that is why when one starts or one continues, if one never knew this, so then the post can say, you're allowed to start now. If you always thought it was more of a din. So you're allowed to say, okay, now I'm starting because now I know what the real halacha is. But again, that is, the post can say, when one gives it, once you do it, b'li neder, I'm not being makabal this as a din, I'm being makabal this as a minog tov that Chazal have suggested. How do they read the Gemara? So what's the problem? It's a good idea. You want to become rich, so give Meiser. Want to become rich, so give Meiser. Not a chiyuv. Not a chiyuv, according to most. You want to become rich, I'll tell you how you become rich. Right, Meiser Ksafim. And this pasuk also might not be specific. Right. We'll get to that. There is certain schoolists, which we'll talk about soon. Okay. Ashuchay Rabbi Yochanan li nukad Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan found Reish Lakish's child. That was his nephew, right? Because Rabbi Yochanan's sister married Reish Lakish, and after Reish Lakish died, he took care of his child. So Rabbi Yochanan's Rabbi Shlakish's child, Rabbi Yochanan's nephew, was talking to him. Amar le emel ipsukeh. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Tell me what you learned in yeshiva today." Amar le aser to aser. I learned the pasuk of aser to aser. Amar le umay aser to aser. So the way Rashi reads the Gemara, the child says back, "Can you tell me pshat? What's aser to aser? What's the double lashon?" Amar le aser b'shul shetit aser. That means aser, give meiser so that you become rich. There is a hakdama of the Rav Shimon Shkup in the Shavu Yosher. I've quoted a different part of this earlier, but he quotes this Gemara and says, let me explain why. He says, it makes sense. Ashal b'shvil shetit asher. Why do we get skar for this? Why don't we get this such a skar for other mitzvahs? See, he quotes our Gemara. And he says, Kamoshim emuna al otzeres ha-mem shalo otzer katan. Let's say you're a treasurer of a small treasury for a king. If you do your job well, what's the king going to do? He's going to give you a promotion. He's going to put you in charge of a greater treasury. He's going to put you in charge of more money. And the better you do, you're going to go up and up in the ranks, and you're going to be in charge of more and more money, because the king trusts you. And the king sees that you do a good job with his property. Even if you don't do well in other areas, but if you do well in this area, the king's going to trust you with more. And if not, and if you don't take proper care of money, he's going to take away money from you. So he explains the same thing with our own money. Well, we have money because it's ours. We have money, Kochi Vosem Yadik. Hashem Baruch Hu gives us all money to hold on to. And when we give it, we had this earlier in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, when we get stucca, it's not going to be our money to stucca. It's really, we're going to Baruch Hu Shomer for a little bit. And then when we give it, that the is supposed to have it. He's a Baal Chov. The Rishonim in Rosh Hashanah even used that touch. He's a Shibud. Shibud against me. So if he sees that we do, Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that we act properly with the money that he's given us to guard, he's going to give us more. More and more. I'm going to give you more money to guard. I see you're doing a good job. I see you're a good treasurer. So we're all treasurers. All treasurers of the money that we have in our bank accounts for Kadosh Baruch Hu. And as long as we take good care of it, says Rav Shimon Shkap, so he's going to give us more in that way. And it makes sense, because that is what we are doing for him. Double what? Aser? Well, that's the maximum by general mitzvah. Some avaz mitzvah, avaz mitzvah, yosu b'chomesh. That's a gemara in Ksubis. When general mitzvah aser, you're not supposed to spend more. You're not supposed to become poor doing a mitzvah. There are limitations for mitzvah aser. Mitzvah los aser, you have to give away all your money. Yisrei d'rabbanan, there's a machlokas rishonim. But at least mitzvah aser, mitzvah los aser d'rabbanan, you have to give away all your money. Mitzvah aser, there's a limit. But here, there's a special by tztaka, is a separate thing. Amar leh, so the child continues and says, minolacha. Right? How do you know this is true? That Aser Shosh did Tasher. How do you know it's true? So Amar Lai, Zil Nasi, go try it out, go test it out. Says Rabbi Yochanan to his nephew, Amar Lai, Umi Sharlem Nusi LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is that really mutter? You let it test Hashem? V'haksiv, doesn't it say? I learned in Cheder, Lo Sanasu as Hashem. I learned you're not allowed to test Hashem. Amar Lai, Hachi Amar Rabbi Oshia. There's a lot to say here, but let's just finish the sentence and then we'll talk about it. No, I learned this from my Rabbi Rabbi Oshia. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Chutz Mizu, this is an exception. Staka or Maisuk Safim is an exception to the rule about testing Hashem, you're allowed to. Shenemar, Pazak says the Malachi, Havios Kala Maser Abesa Otsar, bring all your Maser to the treasure houses, Vayia Terif Avesi, and it will be Terif in my house, says Hashem, meaning in the Beis HaMikdash, you'll give it to the Kohanim, to the Levium. Ubachanuni Nabazos, test me on this. Amar Hashem Savakos, Hashem says, Emlo Eftach Lachem as Arubas Hashemayim, won't I open for you the windows of heaven, Varikosi Lachem Brach Adli Dai, and I will empty out my heavens until you say Adli Dai, until there's tons. My Adli Dai, what does Adli Dai mean? Amar Rabbi Rachama, Amar Rav, Ache Yivlu Sifso Seche Milomar Dai, until the lips get withered and tired from saying Dai. That's Bali Dai. There's enough, so much. So we get so tired from saying that. Let's just finish the story. Amar Lei, Yehavas Mati Lahasam, Lahai Psuka. So the child says to Rabbi Yochanan, you know, if I would have been there, if I would have gone up to that in my Tanakh shir, Lahavas Sarichna Lachol Lahoshi Rabcha, I wouldn't have needed you or your Rebbe to explain it to me. It's Pashup Shad in the Pasuk. You're allowed to test. I didn't know that. I didn't get there yet. But now I know what that Pasuk says. Okay, let's talk about this a little bit. So there is a Isser D'Oraisa, quoted by the Moni HaMitzvos, to test Hashem. Lo Sanas Hashem Alkeichem. This is in the Sefer HaChinuch in Tav Chav Dalet. The minimal way of understanding this is how the Chinuch and the Rambam first say it, testing the context of the Pasuk. If you look at the context of the Pasuk, it's talking about over-testing a Navi MS. I mean, if there's a Navi MS, and he's proven that he's a Navi MS, okay, so believe him. Enough already. You have to go overboard. Every day he has to do an ace for you. I didn't trust yesterday's ace. Give me another one. That's the context of the Torah. If you look in the Pasuk, so that's how they formulate the Aveira. Shalom Lenasos of Navi MS Yosimidai. Shalom Lenasos Yosimidai HaNavi HaMiyaser Es'am. Somebody gets up and starts teaching them tshuva and Torah and being Mefarsim the Dvar Hashem. And they do the proper nisim. You look at the Rambam and Ilchus Yisodei HaTorah. The Rambam goes through what exactly is needed to be a Navi MS. So once he's a Navi MS, that's it. Trust him. And there's an Isser to go overboard. But then it is generalized by the Rishonim. And the Ramban al Torah, and that Pasuk also has a long, lengthy piece on this. We're not supposed to do mitzvahs. Hashem, I'll do this if you do this for me. We don't make deals with Hashem. We do mitzvahs because Hashem tells us to do mitzvahs, right? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded. We don't do it because of any other purpose. Klamer shiyasa adam mitzvah lanasos im yigmalei Hashem kitzidko lo laavas hakel v'yirasa osa. Right? We shouldn't do that. And even though, then he quotes our Gemara. What about our Gemara? Aser b'shur shetit aser. So that is an exception to the rule. Stuck is the only one. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. If you look at Shulchan Aruch in Reish Mem Zayin, Reish Reb Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah quote this. Reish Reb Zayin is all Agadata in the Shulchan Aruch. You want to simon about Agadata? It's all the godless of Tztaka. Reish Reb Zayin and Yaradeya. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, Hatztaka, Doches, Exeros, Akashos, Ubarav, Tatsam, Imaves, Kamoshir, Latsarfis. And then the Ramah adds, the Hima Asheres, given Tztaka makes you rich, the Aser Lanasos, Hakadish Baruchu, Ki Im Bedavar Zeh. The Ramah quotes it, Alacha Lamaisa. Shenemar, Ubuchanunina Bazos. The Yeshomrim Dafka Bedesina's Meiser Mutulan Lanasos Avol Shar Tztaka. 2 days in the Ramah. Whether it applies to all Tztakas or Dafka Meiser, okay, either way, that is the case. The Mefarshim, the Aruch HaShulchan here, and others point out, some people give Tztaka and don't get rich. How do you justify it? Okay, many of you assume Olam Abba or other ways, other things cause it, but that is the promise that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Meiri, just to be sure, the Meiri denies this Gemara. Even though all other Rishonim and the postgame quoted, the Meiri denies this Gemara. He can't fathom that we'd be able to even do this, even just for one mitzvah. The Avabi Sha'amra of Yos Kalamaisar Besa Oser Bacharinin of Azos, Hadover Barur al Haschar Lavo. All it's saying is that you're going to get the Schar, but that you could do the mitzvah, l'shem that. The Meiri says it can't be. Ella Imkenis Gagul Chovas Misadach, we call Makom, call Lasos Amanaskain Oser. And he says the same thing with Omer Selazel Tztaka, Bishol Shiyich Yebani, the Gemara we had in Pesachim. Also, it means with the Eved, that's what's going to happen. Not that you're allowed to do it, l'shem that. So the Meiri can't even fathom it in this one mitzvah. Even though it's true, but still you shouldn't do it this way. But again, Rov Rishonim and the Poskim and the Halacha Lamaisa, we Poskim that this is allowed. So a fascinating thought from Rav Soloveitchik in Rav Shechter quotes it here in Nefesh HaRav on page Kuf Mem Gimel. He quotes that Rav Soloveitchik was makbid that he didn't think that you could ask Hashem for anything other than for tztaka. So let's say we get a Misha Berach on Shabbos. You get a Misha Berach on Shabbos. So I want to give a bracha to everybody else because I got an aliyah. Bavur Sha'ala La Torah. So what, just because I got an aliyah, I'm going to give a bracha to everybody. I'm going to wish. What does that have to do? I'm asking Hashem because I did this. So the Rav Soloveitchik was very makbid that not to do that. Only if he was noder tztaka. That's why there's a minog. Why do we dafka so tztaka by Elias? He says that's where it comes from. He's dafka when he was very mocking to be noted tztaka. So he quotes a story here that one time the Rav came to yeshiva on a Thursday, and he never was there on a Thursday because he was elsewhere, and the Gabbai gave him an aliyah, and the Gabbai was so excited that the Rav got, he was able to give the Rav Levi, that he started making a Misha Berach, even though it was Thursday. He only made a Misha Berach. He started making a Misha Berach, and the Rav Soloveitchik was so, he didn't want to make a Misha Berach, because he's like, he starts giving a bracha to the Rav Soloveitchik's, to Rav Soloveitchik's wife. So Rav Soloveitchik started motioning no, but he did it anyways. He says, he was no their money. So he says, okay. Then he starts making another Misha Berach for the Rav's family. So he says, he starts motioning to him. So he says, the Rav says, okay, give him more money, he didn't know there. Then he starts making it for the Ravim and the Yeshiva. He quotes this, and Soloveitchik, stop it. But every time he started, he said, Soloveitchik had to give more money and more money. Okay, and Rav Shechter writes that the Gabbai didn't understand why he kept doing this. But he kept doing it because he felt that you can't make a Misha Berach Stam, Mavrusha Allah La Torah. Okay, this is not the Minhag Olam. The Minhag Olam is not to be as makbid about this. And, you know, we should, sometimes you feel like, you know, you don't want to, every time you get an aliyah, especially if you're a kohen or a levi, you get an aliyah every other week, you know, you might not want to have to give a nether. This is the story that is quoted here, that he didn't understand it. Okay. Let's continue. Vesu Asher B'Yochanan Linuka the Reish Lakish, 15 lines down. Another story. B'Yochanan again found his nephew, the son of Reish Lakish, to Yasiv Amar, who said, Ivelos Adam the Salat Dark of Allah Shem Yizaf Libo. The foolishness of a person makes crooked his path, meaning a person's own sins cause this bad things to happen to him. V'Allah Shem Yizaf Libo. And then he gets angry at Hashem because things happen. Yasiv B'Yochanan Vakabatameh. B'Yochanan said, Mika Midi Dixivi B'Ksuvi Dilomer Mizi B'Araisa. Is there anything in Ksuvim that is not hinted to in the Torah? Amar lei atu ha milo remizi. So the child says, "This is also hinted to in the Torah." V'haksiv ayesi lo libam ayecherdu ishalachiv. By the brothers, were very scared. Leimar, and they said, "Mazos asa lo kim lanu. What did Hashem do to us?" Right, what do you mean, Hashem do to us? You did it to yourself. What did Hashem do to us? So therefore, you see a pasuk in the Torah. So dal eini v'chazave. Rabbi Yochanan lifts up his eyelids. We'll get back to that in a second. And looks at him. He says, "Wow, who is this kid?" Ask ye ime afikten. All of a sudden, his mother comes and takes him away. Amrolei, tami kameh, come away from here. Delo le'evid l'chak k'david l'avuch. I don't want the same thing that happened to you to happen to your father. Right? The Gemara tells us that Reish Lakish was mekurav by Rabbi Yochanan, and eventually there was a story where Rabbi Yochanan did not think that Reish Lakish gave him the proper kavod. Rabbi Yochanan gave him a dirty look, and Reish Lakish was so misyayish from that look, he fell ill and he died. So his mother said, I don't want you to get too close with Rabbi Yochanan. Two horrors on the story. One is the Hakdama. I don't think I've ever quoted this. The Hakdama of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky al HaTorah. Fascinating thought. He says, he quotes our Gemara. He says, what do you mean it's called, there's nothing that's not Merumah's B'Torah? So he quotes the Gemara in Bracha. The Gemara Brachos also says that everything was given at Har Sinai. Mikra, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, everything. He says, what do you mean Nevi'im and Ksuvim were given at Har Sinai? It didn't happen yet. The Gemara Nadarim even says that if we were worthy, we wouldn't have gotten the Nevi'im and Ksuvim, except say for Yoshua. So what does that mean, that Nevi'im and Ksuvim were given, and it's all Merumah's? So he quotes our Gemara, and he says, first look at Rashi. What does Rashi say? Below Ramza. Look at Rashi. Below Ramza Torah, Moshe Baraisa, Shachumish hu yisod Nevi'im uksuvim, ubekulon yeshmach limso mina Torah. You know what that means? Listen to this comparison. He says, just like we know that almost all Torah Shebal Peh is hinted to in Mishnah, we know Ilfa, a few times in Shas, says, you tell me, you ask me where you give me a Braisa, and I'll tell you where it's hinted to in a Mishnah. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi put into every Mishnah the koach to be able to come out with every thought and every brisa and every tosefta. It's all in the Mishnah. It's all hinted to. So he says, the Mishnah is to brisa and tosefta as Torah is to Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Because Nevi'im and Ksuvim give us messages from the stories. Like, it's not a history book. It's a lot of years that are not there. But Nevi'im and Ksuvim give us messages, and everything there is hinted to in the Torah. And if we had been worthy, says the Gemara Nadar, we wouldn't have gotten it. But that's the parallel. That's what it means we got it in our Sinai. Because it's all in the Torah. Ein davar she'ein romez ba'Torah, ha'fok ba va'fok ba tekulo ba. Ein shum matzav she'ein okasav ba. Shum she'elo she'ein nefteres ba. K'shira neis purim, what does Esther say? Kisvuni ladoros? And they say, where's Esther in the Torah? Ha'al gemara nechulun. Haman min ha'Torah minayin. Esther min ha'Torah minayin. What's the Gemara doing there? Because everything is merumah somewhere. Everything is in the Torah. Every story in Navi. And what's the last pasuk in Navi? The end of Malachi. Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. Remember Torah Moshe. Because that's the source of everything that has been written here. Ki kol Torah, kol es nagus. Kulam remuzim ba-Torah. You just gotta find them and figure them out. That's the pshat of this Gemara. Well, this is the Gemara. This is the basis of this idea. That Nevi'im and Ksuvim is all hinted to in the Torah. That's the pshat of the Gemara. Then the Gemara story says, it's one other beautiful connection, different thought. He says he lifted up his eyes. He lifted up his eyes. So Rashi here quotes that he had long eyelashes. So he had to lift up his eyelashes in order to see the sun. The son of Reish Lakish. We have this a little bit, well, we alluded to it. The Bach quotes this Gemara in Brachas Daf Chaf. Because there it talks about two great Amoraim, one of them being Rabbi Yochanan, who used to sit at the doors of the mikvah. So the women would see them walking out, and they would have great children from the from later on being with their husbands. So the Gemara says, asks on the first Amora, isn't he worried about Yetzirah? Is he worried about the Yetzirah? So the Gemara answers, no, he didn't have Yetzirah. Then they ask Rabbi Yochanan, isn't he worried about Ayin Hara, that everybody's looking at him? So the Bach there says, why didn't they ask Rabbi Yochanan, isn't he worried about Yetzirah? So he says, no, he didn't see anything. He had long eyelashes. As our Gemara says, Dalaini, he had long eyelashes. He didn't see anything. That's what the Bach says is Meduik in that Gemara. Brachas Daf Chafam Aleph. He quotes our Gemara in Tainus, so that's why he didn't see anything. That's why the Gemara only asks, isn't he worried about Ayin Hara and not worried about Yetzirah? Okay. Weiter. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mata Bishul Yachad, Parnasa Bishul Rabim, rain will come down even for a single individual. Parnasa Kadosh Baruch Hu brings for the Rabim. Mata Bishul Yachad Dechsiv, Yiftach Hashem Lecha Zetzorah Tovet Lateis Patar Arzacha, it's all singular. Lecha and Arzacha, Parnasa Bishul Rabim Dechsiv, Hinni Mavdi Lechem, Lechem. I will give you Lechem, I will give you the mon. Right, so you see it's in plural. Meis Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, is it really true that Parnasa only comes for the Rabbim? Oh, Mishlo Zeparnasim Tovim Amdu Yisrael. There were three great leaders that the Jewish people had. The Elohein, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. The Malbim says it's Torah, Avod, and Milas Chasadim. Moshe's Torah, Aaron is Avod, and Miriam, who Shifra and Puah and all the chesed that she did waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu, she symbolizes Gemilas Chasadim. So they got Gimel Matanos Tovas Nisno Al Yadam. These three great leaders had three Matanos given Bischutam to Am Yisrael. The Elohein, Be'er, Va'anan, Uman. The Be'er, the Anan, and the Man. Be'er, Bischus Miriam. The Be'er was given Bischus Miriam. What's the Be'er? So we usually interpret the Be'er as a well. Right? There was a movable well in the desert. Rashi here quotes, it was a rock. It was a rock that had water come out of it. You know, how does a well move? It was a rock that moved with them, and water came out of it. And that was the rock that Moshe was hitting, Rashi explains here. You have to know that he says Sela, the Zavan Menomayim, Miskalga Baholech. It rolled with them. And that's the rock that Moshe and Aaron were hitting later on, because this was the rock that had always given them water. Just Miriam wasn't around anymore. So it was a rock, the Be'er. Bischus Miriam, that came Bischus Miriam. Amud Anan Bischus Aaron. The Anon came Bischus Aaron, Mon Bischus Moshe. The Mon came Bischus Moshe. Again, we've spoken about in the past why each of them, if you want to look at the Klei Yucker at the end of Parshas Beshalach, he explains why each of these matanos are matim for each of these personalities. The end that he quotes there by the Milchama of Amalek. Mesa, Miriam Nistalka Be'er. So we didn't get to the Raya yet, why this is brought in. When Miriam died, the Be'er left. Shnei Amar V'Tamas Sham Miriam. Miriam dies, V'Ksib Basrei. And right afterwards it says, V'lo Haya Mayim La'Eda. Wasn't water for the Eda. V'Chazer B'Shchus Shnei. But then it came back, B'Shchus Moshe and Aaron. Mes Aaron Nistalka Anan Yaakovin. When Aaron died, the Anan Yaakovin left. Shnei Amar, plus Gemara we also had in Rosh Hashanah. V'Yishu HaKadani Melech Arad, the king of Arad, heard something, and he came to attack Am Yisrael. What did he hear? Shama Shemais Aaron. He heard that Aaron died, but he stopped on the Akavid, and the Anan Yaakovin left. Ukesaber didn't lower Shusli Lacham Yisrael. He says, hey, the clouds of glory have left. It must be that God is not with them anymore. V'hainu Tachsiv, that's alluded to in the Pasuk. V'yiru kol ha'edah ki gava Aaron. All the congregation saw that Aaron died. Amar Yavoh al-Tikri v'yiru ela v'yeira'u. Don't read it, and they saw, but that they were seen. They were revealed. Because there were no more on the Akavid. Because the Darish Rish Lakish has Rish Lakish Starshins, Darish Lakish Ki Mishavis Babel Shonos. Ki can mean four things. E Dilma Ela Daha. So here it means that they were the Vayir Kol Eida, they were seen. Ki Gav Aaron, since Aaron died, therefore there was no more on the Akavid. So that's why they were seen. Shneim is Chuz Moshe. But then, after that, both the Ani HaKavit and the Be'er came back in the Chuz of Moshe Rabbeinu. Mace Moshe is Al Kulon. Once Moshe died, then they all left. Shnei Amar, as we know, the month started by Moshe Rabbeinu, it just lasted another month until they got, a month and a couple of days, until they got into Eretz Yisrael and they got to eat from the Chadash. Shnei Amar, as the Pasuk says, V'achid eshloshes haroam b'yerach echad, I removed all three shepherds of yours in 1 month. Miriam really didn't die in 1 month. Miriam, Mesa, Benisan, Va'aron, Ba'av, and Moshe Ba'adar really died in different months. 3 months, right? Two of them we know from Torah Shabbat Peh. Aaron we know from Torah Shabbat Chsav. It says when Aaron died, the first day of Av. That's the only yard site we've noted recorded in the Torah. Aaron HaKohen's yard site, the first day of Av. So they died in 3 months. So what does it mean? I took them away from you in 1 month. Ela Malam, Ishin, Isbatlu, Givin, Matanus, Tovah, Shinus, Ral, Yadon. No, it just means that all the Matanus were taken away, were given to us. They were all given to us in 1 month, and taken away in 1 month. Alma, but why do we quote this 20-line Brisa? Ashkan Parnasa, Bishvul Yachid. Lemaisa, you see the man came down for Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore you see the man comes down for a Yachid. Right, I thought it only comes down for a rabbim. So Gemara says, "Shiny Moshe, keep it to the rabbim who boy, ki rabbim dummy." Moshe Rabbeinu is a rabbim. He's needed by the rabbim, and therefore he's like a rabbim. So therefore, don't ask kashas from Moshe Rabbeinu. So there's a question that some of Farshim ask that there's another Gemara. The Gemara in Avraham Metzia says, "Bischar shlosha zachul shlosha." Bischar three actions that Avram Avinu did, he was zochet to three matanas. Bischar chema v'chalav zachul l'man, that he got in the milk for the amalachim, he was zochet to the man. Bischar v'hu amar aleihem zachul amar anan. Bischar yugach l'man mayim, he was zochet to the heir of Miriam. So was it Avraham or was it Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam? So which one was it? So he quoted the Marsha there in Avraham Metzia, Daf Pei Vav, says it was a little of both. Avram Avinu was the Maisa Avos. He was like the first step, but it was only for a little bit. They were Mamshech. Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam were Mamshech, these brachas. And so here quoted from Rav Yeruchim, he explains the Marsha, Shebe'emes, Hashorshim ha'yukfar munachim betoch ma'asi ha'vim Avram Avinu. Ach, bechdei lohotzi min ha'koach ala poal, ula hatzmiach dvarim halalu, lozeh yitzorach lama'aseim shem Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Avram put the koach into Am Yisrael to be able to get these matanas. Right? Similar to what the Ramban says in last week. The Ramban is in his Akdama to Parsha Shmos. He says, Maisa Avosim Labanim means that there was a Yitzira. There was a Yitzira by the Avos. And now there's potential there. And now it's just up to later generations to bring it Lapoel, to bring it out. So that's what Avram Avinu, that Gemara Nechulin, is that he started it. He put it into us that we're able to get it. And then Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam brought it to fruition. Three lines for the bottom. Rafuna, remind me, we'll come back to these three matanas. Maybe. Rafuna bar Manoach, Rashua bar Idi, Rafchia, Mi Vastina, Havishchich, Rabbi Derava. These three rabbis, always, they were Ravis Talmidim. Kinoch nafshi de Rava, asa l'kamen de Rapapa. When Rava died, so they went to Rapapa Shir. They went to Rapapa Shir. Kol ema stavi amar luhu shmeitzav lo avim estavar luhu. Every time the new Rebbe or Rapapa said something and they didn't like it, they thought their Rebbe would have said something differently, have him ramzi adad. They used to like wink at each other. And they used to like give each other looks and, you know, they could picture the scene. New Rebbe and the sighing and the rolling of the eyes. So cholish taite. So Rapapa got really upset. He didn't know what was going to be. Cholish taite. Akruya b'chalme. That night he was shown in a dream, the pasuk we quoted earlier. Va'achid eshloshes haroim. I'm going to remove these three shepherds. As an allusion that these three talmidim of his weren't going to last too long. L'machar. So the next day, ki avi miftri minei, when the talmidim took leave of him, Amarlo, he says to them, Lizlu rabbanan bishlama. Go in peace. So it's a major, what does this mean, bishlama? And if you see on the side, Ein Yaakov Agirsa Lishlama. Question is, was he giving them a bracha, or was he giving them a klala here? Right? Related to the last Mishnah in Maseches Brachos. Right? The last Gemara. The last Gemara in Maseches Brachos, the last Daf, Samach Dalet. The Gemara there says that the difference between telling somebody Lech Lishalom and Lech Bishalom. If you tell someone, when you leave a person who is alive, Niftar Mechavera Al Yomala Lech Bishalom Lech Lishalom. When somebody is alive, you're supposed to say Lech Lishalom, go to peace. Because the person, when he's alive, he still has a lot to do. So that's like by Yisro. Yisro does Moshe Lech Lishalom. Alev Hatzlach. But David, to Avshalom, he says Lech Bishalom. Lech Bishalom means it's not going to last too long. So that's these two Gersos. Lech Bishalom, the Gersa that we have, he's obviously kind of saying, you know, don't be surprised what's going to happen. Lech Lishalom, he's trying to prevent it from happening. He's like, I have this dream, but he's trying to prevent it. He's trying to give them a bracha, right? These two Gersos. Bishalom, meaning that other Gemara. Right, Bishalom would be similar to Rabbi Yochanan Bishlakish, in Achinami. Okay, so that's the two ways how to understand this Gemara. Rav Simeon Barashi, Avi Shechecha, made the Rav Papa. Another story about Rav Papa being the Rebbe. Rav Simeon Barashi, always Mazai Rav Papa, Vavi Mashle Tuver. Rav Simeon Barashi always asked bomb kashas. He always asked questions that gave Rav Papa much difficulty. Yom Machad, one day, Chazi Ravalape, Rav Simeon sees his Rebbe Rav Papa, saying Tachnun, he was bending down. Shami, and he overhears, they threw in their own tefillas by Tachnun then. Tachron is a powerful tefillah. We don't appreciate Tachron. According to the summary shown in Tachron is a hemshuk of a Shemona Esrei. You're not allowed to be mafsik between Shemona Esrei and Tachron. You know, we live in a day and age where we don't appreciate Tachron. No, every other day we try to look for reasons not to say Tachron. But again, Tachron is a powerful tefillah in the Gemara. So they added on tefillahs in that time period. So Shamei Da'amar Rachmano Litzlami Kisufa Tesimi. So he overhears his Rebbe saying, Hashem, save me from being embarrassed by this Talmud Simi, who always asks me these strong questions, which I have difficulty with. Kabbalah Leishti Kusa, Rav Simi from then on, took upon himself not to ask Kashas. Vesuva Achile never asked him another question. Period. End of story. V'yash Mishlagos Savar Mata Mishvul Yachad. Now getting back to what we talked about earlier. Rishlakish says, that Lo Abayisham Lamed, maybe he asked him after Shir, but I'm not sure. So Rishlagish also holds that Mata only comes down, Bishvil can even come down for a Yachid, for an individual. The Amar Ish Lakish. Minayin Lamata Bishvil Yachad. How do I know? Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, Sha'alu Me Hashem Mata Beis Malkosh. Ask from Hashem for rain at the time of the rainy season. Hashem Osech Chazazim. Hashem makes clouds. Umatar Geshem Yitim Lahem. And he's going to give you rain. Le'ish Esev Basada. To the man with the grass in his field. So Ish is singular. That's how we know it comes down for a singular person. Yachal HaKol, you might think for everybody. Tamalama Le'ish comes down for an individual. Vitanya, and the Brisa says, Ilo Ish Yachal HaKol Sadosav. You might even think that rain is only going to come down if all of a man's fields needs rain. Tamalamar Sada, even if one of his fields needs rain. Isada Yachola Kola Sada, you might think his entire field might need rain. Tamalamar Esev, even if one plant in his field needs rain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu might make it rain, dafka for that one plant, special, siyata d'shmaya. Kihadra Daniel Barkatina, like of Daniel Barkatina, Havile, Hahiginsa, he had a garden, called Yom Havi Ozavasayle, every day he used to go check out on his garden. It's amazing. One of the Amorim, he used to check on his garden every day. He used to go out to his garden every day. Amar, Hamish Rabayamaya, Vahamish Lobayamaya, oh, this garden, this part of my garden needs rain, this one doesn't need rain. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened. Wherever it needed rain, that's where he obviously wasn't just an Amora. If you got this reaction, if you said, I'll take some here, and over there I'm okay, and over there I need some other weather. So he controlled. My Hashem Osa Chazizim, what is the phrase that we had in the Pasuk mean that Hashem makes the clouds? Chazizim, why is it in plural? Hashem makes the clouds. Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, Malami, Shekol Tzadik B'Tzadik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osalo Chaziz Bifnei Atzmo. Hashem makes a special cloud for every tzaddik. Whenever there's rain needed, he gives everybody their own cloud. My chazizim, what is the language of chazizim? What does chazizim mean? Amar Rav Yehuda Parchos. light, fluffy clouds. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, simin lamata parchos. A simin for rain are these types of clouds. Parchos. My parchos, what exactly are they? What does that mean? It's the simin for rain. Amar Papa, iba kalisha tute ibe samichta. When you have these thin type of clouds under thicker clouds, that's the simin for rain. Amar Rav Yehuda, Nehila Mikami Mitra Asi Mitra. When you have Nehila, Nehila is a thinner, finer rain, a little rain before the heavier rains. Asi Mitra, that's a simon, that real rain is coming. When you have this Nehila, this lighter rain, you know rain is going to come. Basar Mitra, when you have Nehila after, when you have the lighter rain, the finer rain after the heavy rain, Pasik Mitra, that's a simon that the rain is slowing down and it's going to stop. Mikami, so what's a simon for each of these? How to remember? Mikami Mitra, Asi Mitra, when the lighter rain comes before the heavy rain, what's the simon to remember? That's a simon Ech Maholta. That the simon for that is a maholta, is a sieve. When you put something in a sieve, the thin flour goes straight out first, goes out faster, and then afterwards the bigger chunks come out afterwards. So that's a simon for rain coming afterwards. First the thinner comes out and then the thicker. The basa mitra, pasik mitra, for having when you have the thinner after the heavier, then the rain is going to stop. What's the simon to remember? That for simonech, charya de'izi. That is the excrement of goats, says that comes out that way too. First comes out thicker and then comes out thinner. Period. Ula ikla labavel. So Ula one time went to Babel. Chaza parchos, he saw these fluffy clouds and he says, Amalo, he says, panu mani dahashto. He says, move your kalim. Bring your furniture inside. Asi mitra, the rain's coming. See these clouds? Lasofa asi mitra. Lo and behold, he wasn't used to the weather patterns and it did not rain. Amar ki hechi de bishakri bavloi, hachi mishakri mitzrayo. Just like Babylonians are liars, so too their clouds are liars. Since when are Babylonians liars? What's the Ben Yoyada? What, it sounds like a general statement. They're always lying. The Babylonians, Talmud Bavli. You know, doesn't seem to appear to be so nice. So since when are I forgot to say something before. Okay, so we'll come back if we have time. So it says the Babylonians are liars. So he quotes Yirali B'siyata D'shmaya. The Gemara in Beis Daf Lamed Gimel. What does it say there? Amarav Asirei Bavel Yordi Gehenim Heim. The rich people of Bavel are Yordi Gehenim. Why? Because they don't give stucca. They don't give stucca. Ein Marachmin Litin Stucca. That's what the Gemara says in Beis Daf Lamed Gimel. The Yadua says the Ben Yehoyada. We know the first paragraph in our Haggadah, Halachma an Yodiach Halav Asana Bar de Mitzrayim. Why is that in Aramaic different than all the other paragraphs? Because it was written in Bavel and that was the vernacular, besides all the other drash. That's the pshat. They wanted to start a Haggadah in the vernacular. So the first thing we say in the vernacular, because of the Bavel, is, come on, guests, wonderful. The Machnas Arachim says, Reb Ula, when he comes down, Halachma Anya, look at your behavior. A bunch of shakranim. They made this, I've been saying this all my life, the halach ma'anya. So that's the sheker. That's the sheker that he says. Karlu shakranim tehim omen, b'lal pasach, hal dich ben yesev yecho, v'im yovo anya, afilu lechem levad, v'he nosnim, nifsohim mishakrim. So just like they're mishakrim, they made up halach ma'anya. The Gemara in Beitza says they don't give tzedakah. So too their rain, their clouds are lying. They give off a false impression of rain. Okay, next. Ulek lo Babel. Again, another thing that Ula learned when he came to Babel. Chazi, and this we had already in Pesachim. Chazi molot sina tatari bezuza. He saw that a whole basket of dates went for a zuz. Very cheap. Amar molot sina tadufsha bezuza bavoy lo aski bo raisa. Dates are so cheap here. I mean, you can make a parnasa so easily from these dates. And they're not osik batorah. Come on, what's going on here? Why aren't they osik batorah more? Belal yetziaruhu, that night, he was in the bathroom the whole night because of the dates. So Amar, so he says then, Moletzinit tesakina bezuza, ubavloy aski baraisa. He praises them, he says, I see that I could buy a whole basket of knives, because that's what this did to me. Knives for Azuz, and wow, they still have time to be osik batorah, even though they have this difficult food to digest. So he insulted them, and then he praised them. Tanya, machlokes tanam, coming up. Where does the water in the world originate? Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, kol olam kulam mimimi okianus ushoset. Rabbi Eliezer holds that the water starts from below. The ocean waters is the source for it all, for the rain. Shenemar ve'eid yalam en aretz. Right, this is at the beginning of creation. That a vapor went up from the ground. V'hishkas kompanias adama. It starts from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, no. V'alam me'okianus meluchinein. How could he say the rain comes from the oceans? It's not salty. The ocean water is salty. So Amarlo, I'm talking about Avim. No, it is salty, but then the clouds sweeten it up. When it's up in the clouds, that's when it gets sweet. But really, Rabbi Lazar holds, water comes from below. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no. Kol olam kulam emel yonim ushose. The original place of the water in the world is from up above. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Lamatar hashamayim tishtamayim. Rain from heavens Elamani mekayim eid yalam in aris. So what did I do with the pasuk by creation? That says the vapor went up from the ground. Milameid shahananim miskabrim ba'olim l'rakia. No, it just means that clouds go up. Really, it starts up from above, but clouds go up. The vapor, the aid, means a cloud. Uposten pian kino. The clouds open up their cover, like a bottle. Umakabu me mater. And then Hashem opens up the pool in Shemayim, puts water into the clouds, and the clouds come down and bring it down. Shneamar yozoko mata la'ido. Like it says, the rain will get poured into the clouds. Umnukabo sen kekvara. The clouds are like sieves, or sifters. Ubosu mechashus mayim al gabi karka. They come and they sprinkle the water all over the karka. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, chashus mayim avesh chakim. Ve'ein bein tipa latipa ela kamolo nima. The Gemara adds, by the way, isn't it amazing that the raindrops don't bump into each other? You may have a think about that. Rain comes down and the raindrops don't bump into each other. They're tiny millicentimeters, whatever it is, away from each other. And they don't bump into each other. That's based on the clouds. The clouds are like a sieve, and every little drop goes out of a tiny, tiny little hole in the clouds, and it comes straight down. So it's a machlokas tanoim. Machlokas tanoim, where does water originate? Period. We'll get back to that in a second. The day of rain is like the creation of the world. Shinemar, based on the following pasuk, as we had all the beginning of the Masechta. Ozer gadolas and hecheker. V'ksiv anosein matar al pnei ha'aretz. V'ksiv lahalana lo yidatem lo shamata lo kei olam Hashem ein cheker l'sfunaso. So based on the Gzeira Shavav, ein cheker, seen both by creation and by rain, so that shows that the day of rain is as great as the day of creation. Period. Kaman oz lo ha'duksiv mashka har mi'el yosav. Which opinion fits in well to the pasuk that Hashem brings rain me'al yosav from his up above stations? From the places up high with Hashem. Come on, Rabbi Yeshua. That pasuk fits well into Rabbi Yeshua, who says that water originates from above. Rabbi Eliezer. How does Rabbi Eliezer read that pasuk? Rabbi Eliezer, who says that water comes from below. No, because that's where it comes from right before it comes down. It starts at the bottom, goes up, and then it comes down. So the pasuk is still called Me'al Yosav, even though it's not its original place. Because Rabbi Eliezer says, because if you don't say this pshat, you have another problem. Avak va'afer min hashamayim, the pasuk in Kisavo, by the Tochacha, it says dust is going to rain down from heaven. Heichem ishkachazla. What? Dust comes from heaven? That's the source of it? No. Elakivet the midli lahasam min hashamayim karilei. Since it was lifted up to there, so when it comes down, it's called as it's coming back down from Shemayim, even though it's not its original source. So achanami, kivin the sakit lahasam min yelosav karilehu. So to here, it could be called me'al yosav, even though that was just its last stop. Period. Two more lines. The pasuk that we say on Shabbos, what does it mean that Hashem gathers all the yam into pillars and he gives nosin bozos tohomos? All his otzars are filled tohomos from the depths. So mi garm otzars yisvalu bar tohomos. Who causes the growth to happen in the world? Tohomos, the depths. So who is that like? Rabbi Eliezer. That's like Rabbi Eliezer. The opposite sheet of the water comes from below. For Rabbi Yeshua, what does Rabbi Yeshua do with this pasuk? Hahu biber yaso shel olam. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, that's just talking about the original moment of creation. But after that, says Rabbi Yeshua, all water comes from above. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will, Baruch Hashem, continue. Look up that Rabbi Yaakov in his Akdama. It's a beautiful, I only quoted part of it. Look up the Shari Yosher's Akdama also. I only quoted part of that. But both those Akdamas are really fascinating. Enjoy.
Yeah. So he doesn't say he died when he doesn't say anything. No.